I think Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Billy. Doing great, buddy.
Hey, Michigan football, Harbaugh. That's a second World War II reference in a media setting for him since the Big Ten media days.
Yeah, he's kind of looking like the old Jim Harbaugh in terms of his personality. And listening to the TV feed, they were talking to John Harbaugh, his brother, who obviously coaches the Ravens. And he said, you know, he seemed to have a great summer, great place with his family. He's in great shape, really likes his team. And you can tell the guys seem to like each other. Now we're going to have to see what happens when they hit some adversity, because that's obviously going to happen. You don't go through a season without it. But at the same time, you got to like what you've seen on the field in terms of the energy and just a completely different culture out there, at least through two games, than we saw last year, especially in the Michigan State game when they just decided not to come to play. So it's nice. Washington is a solid team. They're not a great team. They've got some good players, though. You'd look at that roster. They've got all Pac-12 guys on both sides of the ball, a couple of cornerbacks that are going to play in the league. So you take 31-10, you say we've got some things to work on, including the passing game, and then you move on to the next one, feeling pretty good about yourselves.
Yeah, Chris, it's not a negative, it's a wait-and-see approach that they haven't had to throw the ball. The running game has been flat out the best in America, or right there with anybody in college football. So McNamara, how good can he be when they face better defensive units and better teams?
Yeah, that's the question. And I thought the pass blocking was okay. The running backs just did an okay job there. The receivers had a really bad game blocking on the perimeter, and they were dinking and dunking again. But we saw that Penn State game plan from last year. You've got to take your shots downfield, too. I didn't see a whole lot of receivers getting separation when they did, Bill, and that's, I think, the concern. Can these guys scheme receivers open? Are we going to see some of those rub routes? Are we going to see, with Ronnie Bell out, Michigan's top receiver out for the year with a knee injury, who's going to be that next guy to step up, and can he get the separation that Ronnie Bell did? So I think that's to be determined. I know that Jim Harbaugh talked about the depth at the receiver position, but I think it's going to play out that Ronnie Bell was one of those guys that, man, you really can't afford to lose because you don't have a 1A receiver now. So they're going to have to get the tight ends involved, and it's going to be on Josh Gattis and Sharon Moore and those guys to scheme some things up, because there are going to be some games, Wisconsin coming up, maybe even Rutgers, where they're going to try to take away that run, and that's what they're going to scheme to do. Are you going to be able to pass the ball? We're going to find out, and that's going to determine whether this team is pretty good or good. I think we've seen enough now to see that this team can be good. They've got some really good position players, skill position players, and the line looks really good. Defense plays really well together, but that's what's going to determine what the ceiling is for this team.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider on the Huge Show, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner with the University of Michigan Athletics. Also listen to Chris and Doug Skeen on the Wolverine.com football podcast, the Michigan football podcast, each and every week. Good stuff at the Wolverine.com. Chris, we'll talk later in the week. Look ahead to Northern Illinois.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.